From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys on the phone line. 215-592-9490 for Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. We got a lot to talk about today on a Thursday as the Eagles wrap up mandatory minicamp. My goodness, what an NBA Finals game last night. And the reality is setting in for all of us on what it means. The Phils win again, but they lose a player that might be harder to replace than we think. So we'll get to it all today, and a lot about Jalen Hurts, who spoke yesterday after minicamp. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. All I got to say is this. New York or anybody else better not ever say anything negative or bad about Philadelphia fans after last night. In a winning effort, they're egging. I saw a video of them egging the San Antonio Spurs at their hotel. That's ridiculous.
Well, especially with the price of eggs these days, as you always bring up. You can't be doing that.
That's ridiculous, man. Yeah, this economy, you're throwing away them good eggs.
Yeah, well, you can't do that. You cannot do that. Or we'll get to that game and the implications coming up. But here, we got a situation to talk about to start the show.
We got a sitch.
Yeah, we do. And we started monitoring it a little 2 days ago, and then certainly yesterday, because as the Eagles now depart for the next 6 or so weeks and take a little vacation, the next time we see them will be training camp. It is crazy. And my question is, will Jalen Carter be practicing in full when the Eagles come back to our lives again about 6 weeks from now? And based on yesterday, based on yesterday and based on the spring in which it sounded like he stayed away for all the voluntary stuff, showed up for the mandatory stuff, but kind of half was there, right? He did team drills, but he didn't. He did individual drills, but not team drills. Hugh, my guess is unless the Eagles give Jalen Carter a contract over the next 6 weeks, that he is not going to participate fully in training camp, and we have ourselves a legitimate contract situation with one of the most important players in the team. Hugh, where are you on this? Because there are things that are little deals, there are things that are big deals, and then there are things that are obviously something that could go either way.
Yeah.
And I put this in that category. This is a situation.
It could get bad.
And it could go bad depending on how the Eagles choose to approach the situation. So, Hugh, if you're the Eagles, how are you handling it? And quite simply, are you giving Jalen Carter a contract over the next 6 weeks?
I'm giving him a contract, and I'm going to tell you why. More than likely, I'm recklessly speculating. Let me start with that, because that's what I'm about to do. A lot of people feel that there's some reasons why the Eagles are probably hesitant on giving Jalen Carter a new deal. I was thinking Jordan Davis. But I think the reasons are not valid enough for you to stop that. Because when Jordan Davis got paid, there were some rumors and speculation that Jalen Carter was about to get paid. He was the next one in line.
Yep, and it hasn't happened yet.
It's so much so that I even read a story or saw something online where it said, expect him to have a deal in the next couple of days. So I'm thinking that him and his agent are operating from a position where they thought the deal would have been done by now. So now this is, if all that is true, for me recklessly speculating, it's reactionary now. Your reaction is, okay, we thought we were getting this deal done. We didn't get it done. We're still going to operate in good faith. But, you know, my client, and I'm Drew is my agent, so I'm assuming this is how he's handling this. I've never held out, but I know that he had other clients that did. I'm pretty sure as an act of faith in this recklessly speculating story that he said, you go to training camp and you limit yourself in the participation, you know, so we try to get this done.
Sure.
Because we don't want to make this a big stink. But I'm thinking that with all that being said, that they're going to get a deal done. And there was some talk about getting a deal done before it got to this point.
Well, that would make sense.
That was a lot of long
talk. Well, it was a lot of long talk. And that would make sense that they get a deal done. And Hugh, you would do it.
Yeah, I would do it. Definitely. I would do it. I mean, because you've already started that process.
Well, maybe, but we don't know what that. I mean, they may be in a different place than the Eagles are. Like they're
talking about the money thing.
Yeah.
But
just because they've started a contract doesn't mean you have to finish the contract right now.
I think there's probably been a conversation.
Yep.
And when you talk about potentially what Jalen Carter's going to get paid, he's going to get more than Jordan Davis. Like, let's just you know, that's the base. Whatever Jordan Davis' deal was, Jalen Carter's probably going to get more than that. Like, that's how it's going to go. When you talk about where he's drafted and his impact on the game thus far, I know it's a small sampling size, but Buddy flashed when he flashed.
Well, I'm glad you said that. He's flashed, Hugh. He has absolutely flashed, and he's had one great season. Those are true things. But I'll tell you where I'm at on this. 215-592-9494. If I'm Howie Roseman, I'm not paying Jalen Carter yet. I'm not paying him. The Eagles are under no obligation waiting on him to prove that he's a great player, a consistently great player that I could count on. This, again, guys, we're not talking about $10, $15, $20 million a year. We're talking about record-breaking money for a defensive tackle.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I agree with you. He will get more in his next contract than Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis has got $26 million a season. So we're talking probably well over $30 million a year for a defensive tackle. I'm not comfortable right now paying Jalen Carter. Excuse me. I'm not comfortable. If he wants to take a discount, wonderful. I doubt he does. And I don't see what the rush is on this. The Eagles just exercised his fifth-year option. This is his fourth year in the NFL coming up. The Eagles have him under team control for this year and 2027. And we're not even talking about the prospect of franchise tags down the line. Like, if you really play this out, the Eagles could have him under team control for 5 years if they wanted to go to every, you know, pull every lever they could actually pull. But even if we say, forget franchise tags, Eagles don't usually do that. They have 2 years to pay him. He can't go anywhere for 2 years. This is not his walk year. It's not a contract year. He's got 2 years. Last year, we were in this space with Jordan Davis. You brought him up, Hugh. They put the fifth-year option on him, and they said, go out there and prove it. And he played great, and he kept himself in shape, and he was a consistently good player the whole year, and he stayed consistent throughout the season. Why can't we make Jalen Carter do the same thing that Jordan Davis just did? Go out there and prove it. You know, I think there's legitimate question marks, Hugh, on Carter and where his career is going to go. And you mentioned the stuff that people worry about isn't enough for you to say no, right? And I think what you meant is the off-the-field stuff, right? The behavior stuff. It's not enough for you to say no.
Yeah.
I'd actually agree with you on that. As much as there's been some moments...
You know, the spitting on folks.
Yeah,
a little wild. But you knew that when you drafted him. You knew he was a little different.
I agree with you on that. And I don't think that's enough for me to say I don't want him here anymore. That's not. My thing is, has he been great enough as a player yet consistently for me to just hand over $100 million? Maybe I'm missing something. I've seen one great year out of Jalen Carter. One great season, start to finish, where I'm like, wow, this is one of the best players in the NFL. As a rookie, he was very good, and then he tailed off at the end of the season. Last year, he wasn't very good. He had a heel injury. He had shoulder injuries. He didn't play very well and played nowhere to the level he played the year before, and he got kicked out of a game on top of it. So I'm comfortable waiting. Is he going to put up a stink? Maybe. But the CBA rules these days, you can't really hold out. I mean, what's he going to do, not show up to training camp? I think at some point, if the Eagles put their foot down and say, no, we're not doing a contract until after the season, he's going to have to go play. 215-592-9494. If you're Howie Roseman, if you're the Eagles, would you pay Jalen Carter right now? I think it's now become the biggest story of this summer for the Eagles. Right? It's the biggest story between now and training camp. Once training camp starts, every day, the way Jalen Hurts plays will be a huge story, and the way the offense looks. But Hugh, other than Hurts, doesn't this now feel like the biggest story they have to deal with between now and the season?
It feels like it could potentially be.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing with this story. It's you're watching out for it. But I would say that Drew has handled it the best way that you possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
You came to mandatory stuff, so you couldn't get fined.
Right.
But
you kind of half were there.
Well, but you were there.
Yeah, held
you
in.
You were there. You were holding in. But this is the thing. Now, As an agent, his job is to try to get him paid. And hopefully that happens before the season starts. And the Eagles, I would say they're probably going to do it, because you don't want this to be another distraction. You already got the offense trying to get itself going and all this other stuff. You just don't need any more distractions.
Well, no one wants distractions. But I can't give out hundreds of millions of dollars to stop a distraction. I mean, I have to be sure, because I have to be sure the player is worth it. And I'm not sure right now. I'm just not. Like, everyone always tells me about Jalen Carter's potential. Can he do it for more than one season?
Yeah, but that's the NFL in a nutshell, though, Joe.
I wouldn't say that.
It is. It's nope. You're getting paid for upside. You're paid for upside.
I agree with that. Yeah. But the players I'm comfortable paying do it for more than 1 year. Like, I just want one more year. I'm not saying he doesn't have upside. I think he has tremendous upside. Hugh, I've always been with you on this. His talent jumps off the screen, right?
Yeah.
Like, we get it. But how many – is one great year enough to fork over this kind of money? For me, it's not. I've got to see him have another – I don't feel like I'm asking a lot. Give me one more great season. That means in your first 4 years, you got two of those under your belt. Then, all right, let's go then.
I would agree with that, but this is where I think this contract is, to be totally honest. I think there was some talks that had started, and for whatever reason, they stalled. And I think this is a tactic to try to get them going again. Like, I don't know what happened.
You're right, yeah.
I don't know what happened, but there were a lot of people that after Jordan Davis signed, they were adamant that Jalen Carter was going to be the next guy to sign. And somewhere along the line, something shifted. I don't know if it was the AJ thing or whatever, but something shifted. And so that's why I feel like Drew and Jalen feel like they want to hurry up and get this done since we've already kind of broached that ideal of getting it done.
Yeah, I think the other reason they want to get it done is because Drew Rosenhaus realizes what I realize. He's had one great season in the NFL. If he goes out there this year and he has heel issues, shoulder issues, and has two sacks, he's not getting $100 million. Like, he's just not getting it. Like, what would be the precedent to give him all this money if he has 3 years out of four that are good but not great? I don't think there'd be a reason to do it. So my read on it is they want the money because I think they realize what I realize. He's had one great season. And that great season was a special year here. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. And the sack on Stafford and smacking Mahomes in the face of the Super Bowl. When he's at his best, he is an awesome football player to watch.
Record.
He absolutely is. And I'm excited to watch it for many years to come, but I don't see the sense of urgency to do it. He has 2 years left on his deal. Where's he going? Like, what is Jalen? I guess for me, he could cause a stink hue. It could be a distraction. They've got other stuff to deal with. But, like, practically, what is he going to do? If he tries to hold out, I mean, it would cost him an enormous amount of money. Most players in the NFL.
That's not ideal. You don't want to do that.
Right.
You really don't want to do that.
But I don't see the. For me, I don't see the reason to do it right now. Could we hear Nick Sirianni yesterday? Who you knew he'd be asked about this, right? And what's going on here with Jalen Carter? He was asked why he isn't fully practicing. Here's Sirianni on all that.
Jalen Carter not taking part in team drills. Is that injury related, contract related?
I don't have to get into. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get into all those different things. You know, right now, I've been able to work some individual scenarios. You know, in individual practices, and that's where everybody's in a little bit different boat right now of, you know, where they are in the off season, and that's where Jalen is right now.
The best way to calm down the masses is to say, I'm not going to get into that right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
that stokes the fire.
It absolutely
did. And
he knew
it when he did his
life. That's why he said, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry in there. He was asked again about the shoulder. Now, that is a legitimate thing that maybe is going on here, right? Like, I can buy the idea that, okay, he had shoulder issues last year, coming along slow. Is that it? Here's Sirianni and the shoulder stuff.
Is his shoulder fine? Is he recovered from the shoulder surgeries?
You know, he's worked really hard to continue to get himself and to be the best position he can possibly be in to go into a training camp, and he's continuing to work with that.
Well, you know, he could say that, but I think we would know. Like, yesterday, Jonathan Greenard was at the podium. He spoke, the new Eagles pass rusher, and he explained that he had a procedure in December or January last year. That's why he is just doing individuals. That's why he's a little slow. He'll be ready for camp. But to me, if this was just a shoulder thing, it is a very easy thing to explain, right? Like, Jahad Campbell's not in team drills right now. They told us Jahad Campbell's a little slow because of the shoulder. He'll be fine for training camp. Same thing with Jonathan Greenard. None of us are sitting here saying, oh, there's other stuff going on. If this Carter thing was simply about the shoulder, I think it would be very easy to explain. The fact that Sirianni stumbled there tells me everything. It's a contract thing. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on this as we start the show today? Jalen Carter, should the Eagles just pay him right now? Or now, between now and training camp? I wouldn't pay him. I'd make him earn it this season. Hugh Douglas handing out money left and right here.
Handing out money.
That's all he does.
I know.
Guy's unbelievable.
Especially when it's not his money.
Yeah,
take it.
You know, it's easy to do when it's not mine.
That's right. Kyle, what are you thinking on Jalen Carter?
I just think the more information we have, the better. Like, and that's sort of, I think, that should be everyone's philosophy when it comes to making a huge purchase, a huge investment. Like, you want the most amount of information possible. If we have this year to gather that information, then, like, that's great. And it's not just about Carter himself. Like, yeah, are the flashes real? Like, will he realize his true potential as a player? But there's the character stuff. There's the injury stuff. There's a lot. Like, he's it's a tough package, you know? Like, I there's a lot that I still need to figure out about Jalen Carter. And then, not just him, but there's Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah.
There's Cooper DeJean. There's even Jalen Hurts. Like, I have this year to figure out who I think I want to commit the most amount of money to, or all this money that I have to over the next few years. Who's going to be the future of this Eagles team? Should Jalen Carter be a part of it? I don't know. I just think it's better to have more information. And, you know, because if you think about the worst case scenario, you pay him all this money and then, you know, say he does something reckless or stupid and then he gets himself in trouble. And then you're screwed. You have all that money tied up. Or say he gets injured, or say he's just not as good as you thought. And you're sitting there with the highest paid defensive player who isn't really worth that amount of money. Or you can just let him play it out. He says, screw you. Look what I'm worth now. And then, God forbid, you have to pay him a crap ton of money, but he feels worth it then. So, like, I just think the worst case scenario of paying him now outweighs the benefits.
I agree with that. The other Kyle brought something interesting there up, and 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here. I always think teams, and I think Howie does this because he's really good at it, he plan for the best case, plan for the worst case, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to kind of lay out all the scenarios that could happen and say, all right, how do we handle if all this goes to plan? Has anyone started to wonder if they have enough money to pay all these guys if the best case goes through? So let's play it out. Jalen Hurts has an awesome season in Sean Mannion's new offense.
Yeah.
Later in the show, we'll get to Mahomes' new deal, but the quarterback market has been reset. Jalen Hurts will want a lot of money. Quinyon Mitchell puts another all-pro season together. He's going to want a lot of money to play the outside corner. Cooper DeJean gets another all-pro season. He's going to want a lot of money. You know, we already have a $26 million defensive tackle. Jalen Carter has a great season. He's going to want a lot of money. They may have to make some tough decisions. You know, I'm not sure if everyone can get market money on this team if it all goes the right way. So if you do this Carter thing now, you may be boxing yourself out of somebody else you got to pay, you know, 6, 8, 12 months from now.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying because you got a lot of guys on here. Like, we're talking about a character issue, though. But, again, like I said,
I also think we're talking about a play issue. I don't think his play has been great for all 3 years.
Well, when you talk about what he was and how impactful he was that year in the Super Bowl.
I know.
To me, honestly, that's enough probably to
one
pay.
One year?
Yeah, but he was a game record.
Let me throw this at you. Because you said we've both have thrown in the character stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If his play was on the level of a Aaron Donald, Miles Garrett,
no question.
Then I'd say, you know what? We'll deal with him missing a meeting. We'll deal with the nonsense with the spitting. He's so great. I don't feel yet he's so great that
he was injured. He was injured
last
year.
Well, that's part of the story.
He was injured last year. So, you know, you have that. So that's probably why they're slow playing it. But even in his first season here, and he didn't really come about, he still popped. He still showed flashes of it.
Sure he did.
And last year he was hurt, you know, and we didn't find it out till late. And then, you know, all the other stuff that was going on. He can play. And like I said, if you already know what type of person he is, and that's why Big Dom is here. Big Dom has done a tremendous job of keeping, you know, everything under wraps and keeping most guys out of trouble most times. So that's why I would pay him. I would definitely pay him. Because it's like you're probably right now, if you pay him right now, under these circumstances, you probably get him a little bit cheaper than you would if you waited another year.
Yes. If he plays great, you're right about that. Yeah. You could always say.
You mess around and he have another good year, then the price of the brick goes up.
You're right about that. You get more information, but the price goes up. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. If you were the Eagles, would you pay Jalen Carter right now? It certainly seems like we have a contract situation as we head towards training camp. Jamal is in Willow Grove. Good morning, Jamal.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good, Jamal. You? What's up?
What's going on, man?
Hi, everybody. So I usually don't disagree with you a lot, Joe, but we're on opposite ends of the fence here.
Okay.
It actually goes against what the Eagles do. I don't want this to turn into a Dak Prescott situation where you don't pay him, you push it out, and then now you have to pay him a lot or he walks. And that's kind of where this is going. We usually pay people. Jordan Davis had one good year, right? Jordan Davis came in the shape.
He became more consistent. Yeah, he showed more consistency. So, but yeah, it's about the same.
Jamal, you're right. But we're talking about great years. So you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Before you go on, you're right about Jordan Davis. But if we play out the timeline, he did that when they made him prove it. Because they could have paid him before last season. They didn't. Right, we're at the same stage now, kind of their years, right? Because he's 1 year behind him. We're at the same stage today where we were with Jordan Davis last summer. They could have paid Jordan Davis last summer before last season. They waited. They wanted to see it, then they paid him. So I understand your point, but the Davis thing, they made him earn it first.
But then we did that with a lot of players. Mailata, This is kind of what we do, yo. This is like a Howie thing.
I know
it is. We bring these guys, yep. Character issues may not be overlooked. We develop them, we invest in them, and then they make their way. And this is what we do. Like, I got a question. You were saying maybe we'll get him at a discount, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Odyssey, your program director, called you for your yearly review, would you say, hey, give me the WIP discount? Absolutely not, yo. I think we do that a lot. We tell these sports, right, we tell these athletes to take a pay cut. Absolutely not. It's just silly. You're not going to ever take a pay cut, okay? So I just wanted to throw that out there. And I also think that you should sign him now. Like you said, and you, I really usually don't agree with you because you're all over the place. You really have to pay him now before it gets up. You want to pay him now where it's 29, 30, 31. You don't want to wait till next year. God forbid he's healthy and he goes and balls out. Then he has the option for year 5, Jeff. He might take that as a slight.
Well, he does have the option. Jamal, I think you bring good points up, and you're right that this and good phone call. He's right that the Eagles' way is usually earlier than later. Yeah. They don't usually
good phone call, Jamal. I caught a stray though.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, he usually says you're all over the place. I guess it was a compliment. He said you're on point today. Take the compliment.
I don't know. I feel kind of some kind of way.
Well, you've had a tough week. I mean,
it's cool, yeah. Jamal. You cool. It's cool.
So he's right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with what he said in terms of the Eagles' way is usually early. May I present a counterpoint to that idea? Why isn't this done yet? We all know the Eagles' way is early. Mm-hmm. They drafted him. They know him. He has been more than good in his Eagles career. I wouldn't say he's consistently great, but certainly more than good. Like, he fits the type they would pay early. Why are we here, right? Like, doesn't that give you a sign that maybe they're not sure about him the way they've been sure about, you know, the Mailatas, the Hertzes, you know, everyone, you know, go the Wentzes, everyone they've paid very early in their careers since they drafted them.
Maybe.
To me, it tells me something.
And there's something to be said about it felt like the deal was going to get made and then it didn't. You felt like it was coming rather quickly and it didn't. Yeah, I think there's something to it. But it's his agent's job to try to get him paid.
Of course it is.
And, you know, if it becomes one of those things where now you're going to find out what the Eagles, how the Eagles view him,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not they're willing to, if he decides to hold out, to allow him to hold out. I don't see that though. Like, in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't recall too many guys having long holdouts when it comes to stuff like this. So I think that they're going to try to, you know, get this done. They're going to try to operate under good faith and try to get this done before they come back in 6 weeks.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. If I'm the Eagles, I wouldn't pay him. I'd make him have a prove-it year, and I'd be willing to, and this goes counter to how the Eagles usually operate, I would be willing to pay him a little bit more 1 year from now, and I know he's locked in. I know he's had 2 out of 4 great seasons. I know he's an all-pro player again. I know all this stuff. The shoulder's healthy. The heel is healthy. I just have too many questions right now, and because he decided to hold in or whatever the heck he's doing. I'm not forking over the money. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles pay Jalen Carter right now before training camp? It feels like the biggest story that is brewing here. Where do you come down on it? And we had Elliot on yesterday. A lot goes into this whole thing. We got to let you hear his perspective on all this, what he knows about the situation, including something that popped up around the league recently. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94W.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy P. Welcome back, Midday Show. You Douglas Joe Giglio. You guys
work
with us.
Work hard for the money.
Well, work hard again. Work hard in 2026. Get your money next year. Hugh Douglas handing out money to a guy that has won one great year in the league.
This song hit different nowadays.
It does.
Yeah, because when you...
You like it more now or the more than
well,
the
no,
past?
Just like when you think about, you know, different ways to, you know, people make money. It's like when she say work hard for money, just kind of...
What are you alluding to?
I mean, just working hard for that money.
I got you. Okay.
I'm looking at a threesome.
I'm just saying it just hits different now.
You got to work hard for your money. So that's my message, Jalen Carter. Go out there, work hard for it. Yeah,
he's getting banged every which way.
Whatever you got to do, work hard for your money. And then a year from now, we'll figure this out. All right, Elliot was on with us yesterday. Look, Elliot's been around and covered the Eagles for a long time now. He's seen a lot of these. Here's Elliot on his best guess on what's going on here. I mean, you could buy the company line that's being spun by some people out there. He's fine. No big deal. We have ourselves a contract situation. That's how I read it. Let's hear Elliot's explanation.
If I had to guess, and I don't have this answer, I would think this is more contract related. This would also probably be the first time where you see a little bit, not I don't want to say like a fraction, but if he was paid, my guess is he would be doing team drills yesterday. It's just my read on it. So maybe it's not tense. Maybe they're all in agreement. Like, hey, we're working through this. Don't go out there. You have $100 million guaranteed on the line. God forbid you were to injure yourself, whatever. But in my experience of covering these mandatory mini camps, one of the sole purposes of them or biggest ones is just seeing who's in, like who's in and who's not. Like the Eagles very rarely have guys hold out from mandatory mini camp, but there's been times where guys have been in contract disputes and they've been there but not practiced. He practiced a little bit, but him not doing team drills, I think, is an indication, and I do think it's contract related.
You know what it reminds me of? I think the last time we had a hold in-ish thing around here was Hassan Reddick heading into his last season.
You're right.
We did that in that summer. Remember, I think they said he had a hamstring the whole summer. He just didn't practice much. He just stood there and watched practice, and that was the year that that was his last year here in Philadelphia. So that they didn't pay him. Obviously, they moved on from him. This is a different situation. This is a draft pick of theirs and a young player. This was interesting from Elliot yesterday as he kind of went through the last few months of the Carter situation and the rumors out there and something he picked up on that stood out to him when it came to one of the biggest NFL trades a couple weeks ago. Here's Elliot.
Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns, and during the whole Myles Garrett thing, she was reporting on it, obviously, and she said the Eagles didn't try for Myles Garrett, which, who knows, like, I'll believe her on that. But this, to me, was the interesting part. She said the Browns had zero interest in acquiring Jalen Carter. Zero. Like, you don't often hear that about a great player, right?
And the Browns could use any talent they could find.
And Andrew Berry, he was not here when they drafted Jalen Carter. His brother works for the team currently, and he obviously worked here and is close with people in the building. So I thought that was pretty surprising. Like, 0% after how he's played is pretty wild.
All right, so two things I thought of listening to Elliot yesterday, and now I'm thinking about him again. Okay, but then we'll go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Hugh, two questions off of all that. The first question I asked Elliot this yesterday. Do we overrate Jalen Carter? According to that reporter in Cleveland, the Browns, who were specific, they were looking for a defensive building block back in any Myles Garrett trade. And according to her report, the Browns had no interest in Jalen Carter. Do we overrate how great he is?
I don't think so. But to your point, there's something about it's Cleveland. You know, I'm from Ohio, so I can say this. But it's the Cleveland Browns, and you know, we're talking about, you know, the fact that it feels like every other year that they're drafting a quarterback or trying to find a quarterback.
But they didn't get Verse back. They didn't get a slappy back.
They got a good player. But when you talk about what you're trying to build, you're trying to get younger versus a younger player. Ain't been in the league that long, has been balling since he's been here. It kind of makes you wonder, what was the reasoning behind them not wanting him in the Cleveland has been there. They got Big Freaky out there. They got what's his name? Big Creepy, the quarterback.
Yep.
And, you know, when they got him, all the stuff that he had going with him. So they're willing to take chances on people that have questionable past. So it kind of makes you wonder, when they say it like that or when you hear it like that, what was the exact reason and why they didn't want, you know, Jalen Carter?
The other thing, and I kind of alluded to this in the first segment, is can we actually pay everyone we think we're going to pay over the next year?
Probably not.
Well, okay.
More than likely not.
Well, that means everyone listening out there, excuse me, thinks we'll be back with the Eagles. Might not, Hugh. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Like, look, think about all the guys they might have to pay over the next year. Jalen Hurts, Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalix Hunt. Are they going to be able to pay all of those guys after paying Jordan Davis?
Nope.
And after paying Jonathan Grenard. They've paid a lot of people here in the last year or so. We may be looking at a scenario where someone that we think will be back or will be with the Eagles for the long term. Might not be.
I'll tell you this. Since we're here and we're recklessly speculating about who, if I'm the GM and I had to make decisions on who I had to replace, and I'm only saying this because when you look at the last couple of guys that have been traded, it trends more this position, in my opinion. Like, from us sitting here talking about it.
Where are you going with this?
It feels like it trends more this position when you trade top-notch players than defensive linemen. So I'm thinking it's probably going to be Quinyon Akoo.
I think you're right. If they pay Jalen Carter.
Yeah, it's going to be Quinyon Akoo.
I'll throw it out this way.
Because it's easier to find a corner.
Well, look at the Chiefs the last few years. Yes. They have recycled Snead and McDuffie.
You feel
me? We're on the same page. Okay, so if, and I'm guessing most people listening today want Jalen Hurts re-signed, mm-hmm. and they want Jalen Carter re-signed.
And you're going to sign the quarterback. Like, if the quarterback plays well, you're going to sign the quarterback.
If Jalen Hurts gets an extension and Jalen Carter gets an extension, I think the likelihood of both Quinyon and Cooper also getting extensions is small.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I mean, I don't love that, but I think the math says you're right on that, Hugh.
So is it a pick two situation? Pick two of the four?
Ooh.
Well,
it might be.
Here's the reality.
We might be headed there.
Here's the reality of the league. As well as they're playing, they're replaceable. Because we don't forget, Champ Bailey is a Hall of Fame corner that got traded.
No, he didn't get traded for Portis, right?
No, but he got traded.
Yeah, no, I know, but at least it was for
it was another for a good player, but the bottom line is, he got traded.
He did.
He got traded. And then when you talk about Sauce Gardner, the Jets didn't get an interception last year. Like think about that.
Didn't they get two ones for him? That was a steal. They had to do it.
He got traded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's one of those things where it feels like, especially the way that the NFL plays nowadays, because the good corners are more of an anomaly, right? And most of the defenses are geared towards zone coverage. Mm-hmm. So if you got a corner that can cover man-to-man, that's great. But most teams run zone.
I think you're right. I mean, but that, now, that being said, would you rather lose one of these guys? Is there a scenario where they could just give half of the Carter money that he's asking for to Moro Ojomo and keep Quinyon and Cooper? And maybe Hurts if he has a good season. I think there's more to this than just
it
like
might
hey,
be that.
Just give Jalen Carter his money.
It might be that, and it might be, again, recklessly speculating that it might be they're kind of sour on the way that Jalen Carter has handled himself.
I think that's also part of it. I mean, there is more reason today that he's unsigned than just like happenstance. Like, there's no way this is happening on purpose. The Eagles plan for everything. There's no way.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How he woke up like, oops, I forgot to sign Jalen Carter. My mistake. Sorry, Jalen. We'll do this tomorrow. Like, there's something's going on here, and I wouldn't pay him right now. Hugh Wood, where do you come down? Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team. How y'all doing today?
Will, what's good up, morning.
Man? All right. This is a damned if you do, damned if you don't. What I would do instead of not doing. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to mess up a great combination between Jordan Davis and him, man. They smash mouth up that middle. They make things happen together, man. And we don't want to lose another a dual threat because of money, man. Like, come on, man. Enough's enough. I understand that he may be injury prone, but guess what? All three of them, Quinyon and Cooper, nobody knows what's going to happen to them two. They got to prove themselves this season, too. But what I was saying early on, when you get that money to Zach and Saquon, man, that was too fast. They only did one season. They only had one good season. So, you know, it could be arguments over that also. But, you know, that's just me. But I think the young boy deserve it. But, yeah, maybe you could renegotiate his contract. Pay him on the back end, give him some money up front just to keep him here, man. You know what I'm saying? And see what he's going to do for the rest of the season. But I think that, you know, from what I see, I think he's going to be a monster, man, as long as he stay under this organization, man, because I think this organization can make him and you know, train him or, you know, try and convert him to be the type of person that he needs to be so his future can be better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, ideally they keep him. I mean, that's the ideal. They drafted him. They developed him. He helped them win a Super Bowl. Like, in a perfect world, he stays and he reaches, and Will, good phone call. I mean, in a perfect world, he reaches the ceiling that we all have seen. Like, he's got it in him.
Yeah, and he stays out of trouble.
Yes.
Or he doesn't, you know, spit on folks and do all kind of other answers and stuff like that.
Well.
Yeah. You know, I think you got to pay him, though. I think that it's a situation where the defensive line is the meat and potatoes of the NFL, defensive and offensive line, and you usually build from those two positions. And you want to keep those guys happy, because when you talk about the NFL as a whole, those are the guys are hard to find. And you got a good one. You got a good one. And it feels like Coach Nonek has him under reins somewhat. You know, Coach Hurt. He's doing a pretty good job with him. So, yeah, you pay the guy. Pay the guy.
OG Wade up on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's going
good,
on?
Good, OG.
Man?
What are you thinking?
I think right now, and it's almost like, you know, when the time goes back, daylight saving time, and to kind of knock your body off a little bit, take you a little time. I think Jalen Carter's tenure here with the injury thing kind of knocked off the Eagles' plan and how they, you know, when they were going to pay him. So with that being said, it's going to have to wait. I don't think they can do it right now, but I do think that if the negotiations go correctly, meaning go the way that the Eagles would like it to go, I think they're willing to do it early. If not, if they're going to try to empty the bucket, meaning his agent, then the Eagles are just going to make you wait until the last minute. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you're only going to sign a person early if you as the organization are getting a discount or what have you. But if he's going to empty the bucket with you and make you and max you out, shit, I might as well wait until I actually have to pay you. Because as far as holding out thing, I don't see that happening, because that's not prevalent in football now with this new collective bargaining stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the players and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I think what you guys
got to realize is that they're not in a contract. Like Elliot said, they're in a contract dispute. You know, a dispute is when you're under contract and you're saying, I want more money. A negotiation is when we know your contract is coming up, so we got to do it anyway. That's where they're at. They're not in a contract dispute. They're in a negotiation. So there's a difference there. And for somebody to say that Cleveland Browns had zero interest in Jalen Carter is foolish, because there was a report that they were, or that they did talk about it. So what reporter are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the Mary Kay report that they had zero interest, or are you believing the one that said they were in the go and the Eagles told them that Jalen Carter wasn't available?
Well, who had that
but
report?
To me, and
was that
you know,
reported
I
by
think,
anyone?
And to be honest with you, Joe, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
What happened is Howie outkicked his coverage in terms of since the Jalen Hurts pick, Howie really hasn't missed on any picks, and now the chickens are coming home to roost.
You're right. I think you're right.
All of these good players.
I think you're. I think you're. That part, OG, I agree with you on. And OG, good phone call. So two things. OG's call. I agree with him at the end, and we're kind of workshopping this. Right? They have. It's a great problem to have all these good players to want to re-sign, but then you start worrying about money and can they actually fit it in. Second part, I didn't see the report, like a credible report. Like Elliot brought up Mary Kay Cabot, who's covered the Browns for like 30 years. Her understanding is Browns had no interest. I haven't seen the opposite report from a high level reporter.
I saw a few people on Twitter, but who aren't like, they're not sources. They're
you're
just,
right.
Yeah, they're just
all right, let me throw this at you, Hugh. So, well, I don't know what this contract's going to look like if they get it done, but I do know who the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL is. That is Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chris Jones got a 5-year $158 million contract before the start of the 2024 season.
And he held out.
He held out.
Well, he came. I remember seeing him in the stands.
No, I think
chilling.
it was a holdout. The first game of the Chiefs season.
He was in the stands chilling.
He watched from a luxury suite, which was actually one of the most badass things I ever saw a player do.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
They lost that game as he was sitting there watching. So he made his point. But here's my thing on, like, we have all these things. Carter injury, Carter off the field. Jalen Carter's play on the field isn't even close to the production Chris Jones had in the 3 years before the contract. The 3 years before the contract that Chris Jones got, which I'm guessing Jalen Carter wants a deal similar to this, right? $31 million a year, whatever. He had 35 sacks. Do you know how many sacks Jalen Carter has since he got to the NFL?
I don't think he's in double digits yet.
He just got there. He's at 13 and a half.
Okay.
Good. I mean, he's off to a very good start in his career. Like, I'm not saying Jalen Carter's not, doesn't have the potential to be great, but Chris Jones was in a different stratosphere of production. They were winning Super Bowls, which the Eagles did, but they were in basically every Super Bowl.
He got 150?
150, and he had 35 sacks in the 3 years prior to that.
And Jordan got what?
13 and a half. I'm not, like, why am I just running to give him 100?
In totality, it was like, what, 70 million, something like that?
Guarantees?
Yes.
I think it was about 60 in guarantees for Chris Jones.
No. Jordan Davis. How much did he get guaranteed?
Jordan Davis, he got 78 million total. We can look up the guarantees.
Okay, so you got, on one spectrum, you got 150 million, and then on the next, you got a 78.
Yeah.
I would say it's somewhere in the middle.
110, 120?
I was thinking 110, 120. It has to be somewhere in the middle. I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know if he's, and I'm pretty sure Howie's telling him, like, hey, man, you haven't, you know, you potentially can be that guy.
Sure.
But you haven't reached that potential yet. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he ask for
Chris Jones money?
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask. You always ask.
Mm-hmm. He probably is.
You know, it's just, you know, you ask for it, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it.
Well, that might make them far apart. Like, you know, there's, will the Eagles give it to him? There's also, will Jalen Carter sign the contract?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he doesn't like what we're offering back, this isn't just a matter of what he wants versus what we'll give him. This is, they have to agree.
Well, and for him, and like, I actually think for him, it could be a good thing if he plays it out. I mean, he already has the fifth year option. They picked up the fifth year option already. So he's got $27 million coming in 2027, even if he just doesn't do it much this year or doesn't play right. They picked that up already. If he plays great, he could get that Chris Jones contract. I'm just not ready to do it today. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we doing?
That voice, though, is crazy.
You know, you caught some strays today. I've been catching some strays, you know, all week. And I guess it would hurt a little bit more if it wasn't coming from, you know, the Hobbit or the stewardess. I mean, one guy doesn't have the huevos rancheros to jump into the lion's den, known as the You People chat, and go toe-to-toe with those guys.
That's
and then
true.
The other guy, his favorite teams, he refers to his favorite team's owner as Jer Bear. I mean, two callers that just ooze masculinity. Oh, my gosh. Words hurt so bad.
That's funny.
You have and to be Joe, smoking something.
ChatGPT, have you heard of ChatGPT?
Yes, I know what it is.
So I was wondering, I asked you the question last night mm-hmm. about mixing mushroom coffee with specially formulated
Are we
going
to get to the topic at hand here, or are you just, you're doing the Aaron in San Diego show today?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Just wondering what you think about Jalen Carter. Right? It's kind of
land the mushroom coffee plane. Yeah, what did it give you? What did it spit out?
Well, it told me that the side effects were hallucinations and irrational thoughts. And I don't think there's a more irrational thought than thinking that Andy Dalton's going to take over the Sky Marshall's position.
He landed the plane.
And as for, Peyton Cole or Cole Payton,
it's Cole Payton,
Joe,
Red Star.
The only offense that he's going to learn this year is going to be the Cowboys offense, the Commanders offense, the Giants offense.
Oh, hold on,
he's going to be leading the scout team.
Time out. I don't know. Okay, two things. One, we can unpack Hugh loving Andy Dalton because that's funny. I don't know why we're against my thought that they might have something in Cole Payton. Isn't it good for the team if they draft a fifth-round quarterback and he turns into an asset? Like, I think we're just being too sensitive. We're being too sensitive. It's always about Jalen.
No.
We're being too sensitive. If the Eagles, if my eyes are right and my eyes tell me that kid's got something to his game, and he becomes something. At worst, he's a cheap, good backup. At best, he's got some value in the league, and they could spin him for something. Like, why aren't we all rooting for me to be right about Cole Payton? Why?
Because you have to live in the here and now and live in the moment. Don't worry about 3 years down the road. That's 3 years down the road.
No.
You know, if you want to have a thought of excitement, then be excited. But let's get to the main point. I mean, you know, Kyle is right. We were talking about Jalen Carter today.
Yeah.
And, you know, my thoughts on it, I think you are right, Joe. And I think Hugh is right. And I think that the Eagles have already started negotiation, and Howie Roseman always negotiates in the power of in the position of strength. And they probably gave him an offer. And with his off-field stuff and with his, you know, shoulder, it was probably an offer that Drew Rosenhaus wanted no part of. And I think we're probably stuck in the middle of that, but they're just keeping it under wraps and they're keeping it behind closed doors and they're not talking about it because the Eagles are in the position of strength. They've got this guy for another year. He can do a prove it year, but you know if he was Jordan Davis in terms of off the field and injuries, they would have backed the Brink trucks up to the NovaCare Center and paid this guy all the money in the world.
Well, I think you're right on that. If they really were sure about him, they already would have paid him a contract, and they did not. And Aaron, I'm glad you did bring up, and I'm glad you're hearing it the way that Kyle and I are. I mean, Hugh's got an Andy Dalton thing this week.
No, that's not what it was.
It's pretty clear.
I mean, the whole city feels it.
Nah, I mean, I think I was clear and concise, even though
you love Andy Dalton. Yeah.
Even though I was accused of being all over the place, I was pretty clear and concise.
Yeah, you think
he's going to take over for Jalen?
No, I said
if, you said that
very clear.
I said if Jalen doesn't play well,
that they would put
they're going to put Dalton in. Yeah,
yeah. But that's I think you're downplaying how major it is. You're saying that out loud.
It's a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
No, because before I said that.
They memed me for saying I was having private thoughts about McKee last year. You've done it all week.
But before I said that, I made it clear that I think Jalen's going to thrive in this offense.
Yeah, that's a hedge. That was a total hedge. I mean, we all know
that was a please don't get angry with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
You know what, Aaron? I'm surprised at you. I can't believe you allowed, you know, you came on here and you stoked this fire the way that you
No, it's a good call, Aaron.
Not bad.
You know, don't be surprised, Hugh, if, you know, after one break, you come back into the studio and you've got a room full of people, because I think an intervention is the next step in this process.
It's an intervention.
Okay, it could be. Aaron, good phone call. Now, he took a while to land that plane, but he landed it. And I don't think it's a coincidence today that after all week we called you Mr. Red Rifle. What color T-shirt are you wearing today?
Red Rifle. Okay, I got a Red Rifle. I'm Red Rifle.
I mean, you love the Red Rifle.
Douglas Dalton over here.
It's unbelievable.
Douglas Dalton. I got you.
I think
the week is almost over, so well, we just ride this out.
We will get to what was said yesterday by the quarterback for now, according to Hugh Douglas. That'd be Jalen Hurts. 215-592-9494.
Ridiculous.
All right, should the Eagles just pay Jalen Carter now, or should they let this play out? No. Where do you come down on this? I would make him wait, earn it. Can I just see one more great season? He's had one out of three, and it was great. 2023, that was good. It was good rookie season. I wouldn't call him one of the best players in the league. And last year, he wasn't that good. I mean, compared to the standard he showed us, he wasn't. I'd like to see that, a healthy season, before I pay him. Where do you come down on Jalen Carter? And QB1, he spoke yesterday, was asked about a lot of the noise from the offseason, A.J. Brown, plus his response from some of the things from the ESPN article and last season. That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.